Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
Hey guys, this is H-Town Wheelhouse here with Locked On Astros, and I'm at Consolation Field on a sweltering hot summer day with none other than the man known as the Bird's Nest, Sean Dubin, for the Sugarland Skeeters. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Sean, I just want to get into it real quick. Let's take a step back, and let's take a step back to when you got picked up by the Astros. You were drafted, and you're with them now. You're in AAA. Yeah. You're in your Rule 5 draft year. And I know a lot of Astros fans are hoping that you're protected because there is a lot of upside to your game. There's a lot of people that have a lot of high hopes. Between getting drafted and now, what have been some of the highlights getting to this point for you?
I'm starting off the highlight when we were in Tri-City, you know, first year in professional baseball, we won the New York Penn League. You know, that was pretty awesome. And then the next year in Fayetteville, you know, that was a great year for us. We had a hell of a season, and I feel like that's kind of when I broke out, you know, started to find my niche a little bit, and everything just started clicking from there. And then as far as recently, probably just being invited to big league spring training, you know, that was an incredible accomplishment for me, just, you know, given the journey that I've been on. And I'm just really grateful to the Astros for giving me this opportunity.
That's awesome. I know at times your fastballs and your velocity has hit up to around 98 miles an hour. Have you maintained that? Is that something you're working on? Or what are you doing to maintain the parts of your game that are really the highlights of who you are and make you successful?
I'm just trying to keep that, you know, that elasticity. That's kind of been my trademark, you know, my whole pitching career so far, you know. Just kind of a lanky guy, you know, a lot of whip, just doing a lot of maintenance, you know, a lot of band work, just trying to keep everything up to date. And, you know, just trying to refine the mechanics a little bit and just make the arm path a little bit smoother.
So interviewing in the past guys like Colin McKee, you know, Brandon Belak, Josh Rojas, Pete Solomon, Jake Myers, they all kind of say the same thing. And I'm assuming when I ask you this, you're going to kind of give the same answer, but because it's a genuine answer, what has it been like for you working with the Astros pitching staff, this organization, in developing you? Do you feel like they've done nothing but set you up for success? And what's that been like for you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I feel like they're the best in the game, you know, for a reason. You know, our pitching, from a pitching standpoint, I don't think it gets any better development-wise than the Astros. You know, they just attack stuff from so many different angles and find ways to work with you and what works best for you. And, you know, they just do a great job at really, you know, perfecting your craft and making it work for each individual player.
So one of the things I noticed, Kendall Graveman was interviewed recently, and they asked him what he noticed right off the bat coming to the Astros in that big trade, that I think surprising trade. You know, the Astros, they lose in some random fashion off a grand slam, and then the next day we're like, okay, we're going to take your closer. And then Kendall Graveman, the thing he said was, we noticed when he first stepped in the clubhouse that there was this instant camaraderie. There was this feeling of he was welcome there. From the major league level to the level you're at, do y'all have the same sense of clubhouse, like y'all are a family, camaraderie down here that you see? Like, do y'all mimic what they have up there in the big leagues?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got guys coming back and forth from that clubhouse. So, you know, they do a good job carrying it over. And, yeah, the camaraderie here is amazing. You know, it's hands down, you know, the best team I've been on so far. You know, everyone gets along. Everyone pushes each other to get better every day. And just from a competition standpoint, everybody knows that, you know, we got some of the best, you know, development-wise, we got some of the best in the league. So everyone is trying to, you know, outshine the other, but it's all good competition, and it's really good for the system.
So we know Jake Myers was recently pulled up, you know, getting a big shot. I think kind of the shock of, you know, having Miles Straw go off in a trade. I don't think that was really on anybody's radar, but we're of course not in the R&D department for the Astros. But for, you know, seeing guys go, what does that do for you as a player still here? Does that drive you? Does that motivate you? Are you like their cheerleader? What's the thought in the clubhouse whenever guys move up and you know, to the next level?
Oh, it's inspiring. You know, it's you see a guy achieving his dream, you know, and, you know, you can't help but be happy for him and super stoked for, you know, his friends, his family, everyone around him. But especially a guy like Jake. I mean, we go back to Fayetteville, our days there, you know, and, you know, everyone kind of knows, like, who the guys are. You know, he's one of the best defensive players I've ever played with. So, you know, seeing that happen to a good guy like that, you know, it's inspiring. And, you know, hopefully we can get there soon.
Hey, guys, H.L. Wheelhouse here with Locked On Astros. And Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the business. That's right. It is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Why? It's wrapped in 100% chocolate. Most bars have between 130 and 108 calories, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and they have 17 to 19 grams of protein, just packed with flavor, protein, and great for the healthy, conscious guy or girl. Whether you're looking to lose or maintain weight, Built Bar is the way to go. Don't get any other protein bar because you'll be sorry. You'll be packing on the pounds with those other products. Built Bar is running a special right now. If you go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, you'll get 50% off your order. That's the same discount I get as a regular customer. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. Let them know that we sent you. It's the best tasting protein bar.
Yeah, definitely. And I know one of the big things in the media, the news had reported that Jim Crane this year has provided housing for all the minor leaguers. The minor leagues, a lot of people don't see the other side. Having former students of mine that made it to the majors or friends that made it into the minor leagues, they say it's kind of a tough road sometimes. What is it like to have a big league owner to say, I'm going to take some of the burden off of you guys. We had a rough year. Here's housing. Here's some things to help you out. Does that help you guys mentally off the field to stay focused?
Yeah, for sure. It's just one less thing you have to worry about. You know, it's the apartments are amazing. You know, they give you everything that you need, and it definitely takes a load off your shoulders not having to worry about stuff like that.
Now, being down here in Sugar Land, do you have any family members that come down, watch you? Are your family close? Do they? I mean, what's that connection like with you during the season with your friends and family?
I haven't really seen any friends or family in a while. You know, I live down here with my girlfriend, but I'm from New York. So my family, they're making a trip down the 12th to the 17th. So it'll be nice to see them. But yeah, no, don't really have anyone close in Texas. But, you know, it's like I said, like the camaraderie here, you know, it makes it easy. You don't really get homesick. You got a lot of friends, you know, everyone. It's kind of going through the same stuff together, so definitely makes it easier.
Okay, so I don't know if I should ask this question. I don't want to get you in trouble. Being from New York, yeah. Growing up, were you a Yankee or a Mets fan?
I was a Yankee fan, yeah, I'll admit that. Yankee fan and Indians fan, actually, because I'm from, like, southwest New York, so Cleveland is actually closer to me than New York City. Cleveland and Pittsburgh are, like, the two games that I would go to the most as a kid.
Okay, so growing up, who were the players that you, like, focused in on? Like, growing up, for me, it was guys like Bagwell, but more locally, like Bill Doran, Alan Ashby, Billy Hatcher, you know, my local heroes. Who were your guys that inspired you that you said, you know what, I want to take my game to that level?
Kind of some random ones, but when Shane Green was playing for the Yankees, you know, I really admired him, thought he was, like, a great pitcher, you know, and I saw a lot of similarities just in, like, our physical nature, you know, and I was like, oh, that could be me someday. And probably Jared Weaver, too. Okay. You know, I used to have the long hair down to my shoulders, you know, so really connected with him on that sense. But yeah, those two are probably the top two, I'd have to say.
Excellent. So we have a little something in common. When I was in college, I'm a lot older than you. When I was in college, I had long hair, too, because in the 90s, the shoulder-length long hair was kind of like the cool thing, right?
Good, yeah.
Of course, I think my friends thought it was a little annoying. So they were like, when we first met you, all you talked about was your hair. And I'm like, no. They're like, yes. So with that being said, on the topics of hair and stuff, I found out that your nickname used to be Bird's Nest because of your beard. And I've noticed here in the interview, you got it a little trimmed up. Are there any stories to that, or is that just something that kind of happened and it stuck?
Kind of just something that happened and it stuck. You know, all through college, I couldn't really grow too good of a beard. And then once I started playing pro ball, like, it started coming in, and just kind of embraced it, you know, just you know, I just kept it this whole time. And I've gone back and forth with growing the hair back out and having the long hair with the beard, but we'll see.
Definitely. And, you know, a couple more questions. One, just going to the Rule 5 thing, because that's something I think a lot of people that follow Astros baseball very closely, or even follow the minors, and people that I talk to that actually know more about the minors than I will ever forget, they're real high on you. With you knowing that you're Rule 5 eligible this year, is that something that you think about? Is that something that you just have to, like, compartmentalize because you don't want to get off of focus of your game plan? Where are you mentally with that in your preparation for games as you go game in and game out for this season?
It's definitely something you have to compartmentalize. You know, like, obviously it's in the back of your mind, but, you know, we have a season to worry about right now. You know, I was down for like 2 months, so I'm just trying to focus on being healthy and just finishing the season strong and, you know, just showing everyone what I got.
Definitely. So the Astros just defeated the San Francisco Giants. Mm-hmm. The Giants have the best record in the major leagues. We're now a half game behind them for the best record. I say we. I'm not Jeff Bagwell. Like, Jeff Bagwell uses the we term. He actually played for him. I didn't, right? But – with the Astros' trajectory, do you see as a player and as a fan too, as a part of the organization, you see the Astros have a very strong chance of making the World Series, possibly contending for another title?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our lineup, you know, offensively, defensively, and pitching, you know, it's some of the best in the game, if not the best, you know. So I think absolutely we got a chance to go to the World Series and win it, hopefully.
Definitely. Now, I've got to ask you about Bregman, because yeah. Alex Bregman is here. And I know with that brings a lot of pomp and circumstance, the crowds, there's a lot of extra attention. What is Alex Bregman's presence? What does someone like him being in the clubhouse mean to you? And I know you've got Josh James. I know Anoli Paredes has been here. I know you've had other major league pitchers come through. But what is it for someone of Bregman's magnitude to be in the clubhouse? Do you guys interact with him? Does he stay off on his own? Do you kind of listen to what he's saying? What's that like for you as a player?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, he's a great guy. Super humble, down to earth. You know, he's worth an incredible amount of money. And, you know, he could easily be, you know, off doing his own thing. But instead, he's, you know, talking with all the guys, you know, joking around the clubhouse. You know, he's just a really good dude.
So he just kind of fit in. So yeah, it's exactly. he's not like, because, you know, one of the things I remember hearing about Barry Bonds was in his clubhouse, he had his own compartment. Like, you could only talk to Barry if he allowed you. And it's great to hear when the major league players come down, they become you guys because they feel like a part of the team. And so going forward for the rest of the season, what are some goals? What are some things that you want to accomplish personally?
Definitely just get a feel for all my pitches, you know, get back to, you know, taking the 2 months off, just finding release points again, you know, getting my stuff to the level where it was at to start the season. And, you know, like I said, just finishing on a high note, you know, showing everyone, all the fans, you know, everyone around the league that, you know, what I have. So, you know, just getting healthy and, you know, just trying to be electric.
So you were in Asheville?
Fayetteville,
okay. So did they have barbecue up in Fayetteville?
I don't think I ever had any down there or out there, but I had some down here for the first time when I came down, and it's unlike anything I've ever had before.
So do you prefer Tex-Mex from Houston, Texas, or Texas barbecue?
Texas barbecue.
Okay.
Something about the brisket, you know, the ribs. it's a game changer. You don't really get that up in New York, and if you do, it's not even to the level of what it is down here. So I've been taking advantage of that for sure.
Well, I don't know if I have the authority to do this, but I'm going to dub you an honorary Texan.
So you
now have dual citizenship in Texas and in New York. My mom's actually originally from Buffalo, New York.
That's
upstate.
Where I'm,
okay, very cool. So, Sean, you know, thanks for joining us. Are you on Twitter? Do you have a presence on social media?
I have an Instagram, but not a Twitter.
All right, share the fans where they can find you on Instagram so they can follow you.
My handle is MacDubs with two S's, and I just got Instagram. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, very cool. Well, hey, thank you, Sean, for joining us. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse with Locked On Astros. We're your team every day.